Good morning. It is 7:01. This is Monday, January 12th. We'll be reminding a little bit of snow we had last week.
I'm Rodney Price. An 18-year-old man is dead and a suspect arrested in a shooting in southeast Kansas. We'll have the details coming up.
Currently in Wichita, we await the sunrise. It is mostly clear and 30 degrees here on this Monday morning. We did have a little bit of snow in south-central Kansas last week, officially 0.2 inches at Eisenhower National Airport on the west side here in Wichita. Got about an inch and a half in Hutchinson, nearly 2 inches just to the northeast of McPherson. Some locations across southwest Kansas got more than a foot of snow.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments this week on cases including state bans on transgender athlete participation in school sports.
Two cases coming before the Supreme Court on Tuesday deal with LGBTQ plus rights. The justices will hear appeals from Idaho and West Virginia, whose state bans on participation by transgender and non-binary athletes in female-only public school sports teams were struck down by lower courts. The Supreme Court is weighing whether the Title IX federal law forbidding sex discrimination applies. The decision by the court could affect other legal fights over LGBTQ plus rights, including transgender people having access to bathrooms or claims in the workplace, military, healthcare, education, and other areas. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
An 18-year-old man has died after he was shot in Pittsburgh in southeast Kansas.
First responders were dispatched just before 9 p.m. Friday to Schlanger Park after a report of a shooting. When emergency crews arrived, they found an 18-year-old man dead with an apparent gunshot wound. The victim was identified as Adam Busari from Girard. His body was taken to Kansas City for an autopsy. Witnesses at the park said the suspect had fled the scene in a vehicle. Deputies with the Crawford County Sheriff's Office found the 17-year-old suspect and their vehicle in nearby Arma. Police say a brief fight took place between Busari and the suspect prior to the shooting. The suspect was arrested for second-degree murder. The investigation is ongoing. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Lyon County authorities arrested a semi-truck driver on the Kansas Turnpike Sunday for driving under the influence.
The Lyon County Sheriff's Office says deputies were dispatched to I-35 on Sunday to the report of a reckless semi-truck. Deputies located the semi and conducted a traffic stop based on the driving behavior, the sheriff's office said. During the traffic stop, deputies developed probable cause to believe the driver was under the influence of alcohol. The driver was placed under arrest and taken to the Lyon County Detention Center in Emporia. While at the detention center, the driver blew over 3 times the legal limit for regular motor vehicles, which is .08, and 7 times the legal limit for commercial vehicles, which is .04, according to the sheriff's office. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Less than an hour ago, we had a shooting in southwest Wichita, a victim in extremely critical condition. The shooting happened less than an hour ago near South Hoover and 55th Street. Congress is set to take key votes this week on President Trump's war powers.
A series of votes are expected that could lead to final passage of a resolution to limit President Trump's war powers in Venezuela, which the president has threatened to veto if it ends up on his desk. 5 Republicans in the Senate voted with Democrats to advance the legislation last week. Meanwhile, bipartisan talks are ongoing for a compromise on extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits, but any deal will need 60 votes in the Senate. Lawmakers are also working on a deal to fund the government to avoid a shutdown with a deadline at the end of January. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A weekend house fire in Hutchinson claimed the lives of 2 dogs. Just before 7 p.m. Saturday evening, Hutchinson fire crews responded to the 1,000 block of North Plum for a fire at a single-story duplex. First responders found minimal smoke showing outside, but inside the home they found heavy smoke and a fire in the kitchen. They also found 2 dogs that they took out of the house. The 2 dogs died. All occupants were out of the house and there were no reported injuries. Crews extinguished the fire quickly and the cause of the fire is under investigation.
Coming up after a break, we'll hit 2 stories in California. A creature who wanted to stay and some people who want to leave. And, of course, our live forecast from Storm Team 12 with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen is on the way. KNSS News Time, 7:06. 7:09 here on this Monday morning. A grisly situation in California. Apparently, it's come to an end.
Life for Altadena resident Ken Johnson was unbearable after a large squatter decided around last Thanksgiving to move into the crawl space under his home. It was a black bear, about 500 pounds, and it was knocking over bricks. State wildlife officials deployed paintball guns to get the bear to move, but that didn't work. So Johnson turned to the nonprofit Bear League. One of their responders crawled in and got right behind the bear to encourage it to leave. The bear hauled butt and left. The group then left what's called an unwelcome mat at the entrance to the crawl space. It delivers a jolt of electricity when a bear tries to get on it. Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
For the sixth year in a row, more Americans moved out of California than any other states.
When it comes to one-way moves, California leads the way. That's according to the 2025 U-Haul Growth Index, which tracks more than 2.5 million annual one-way moving transactions. The California exodus has been driven in large part by the search for lower costs, and similar moves are happening in Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Illinois. So where are people going? The latest data says Texas remains the primary destination for movers, followed by Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Eight of the top 10 growth states are located in the South. Pam Husso, Fox News.
7:11 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS.
And in traffic right now here in the Wichita area, things are actually going pretty well in traffic, not really seeing too many problems. We did have an issue earlier on this morning right around Wesley Medical Center. Basically North Chautauqua, lots and lots of traffic around there. It does look like things are still pretty bad in that area, right around Central and Hillside, and especially northbound Chautauqua and all the way up to 8th Street and eastbound 8th Street. Traffic is just at a complete standstill. Lots of traffic in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now let's get the live forecast from Storm Team 12 with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Hello, Ross.
Well, happy Monday to you, Ted and John. We've got ourselves what will be a pretty nice Monday coming up weather-wise. We're going to have a lot of sunshine, not a lot of wind, and we're back up close to 60 degrees. So in a winter that hasn't had a lot of cold weather, well, there's not going to be much of it out there today. It's kind of interesting because where we had all that snow Friday night, that's definitely impacting the temperatures out across central and western Kansas, but since there's no snow on the ground here, we're going to be in bonus territory later on today. Now, we're not close to any record highs this afternoon, but we will be kind of close to the record high tomorrow as we reach a high of 66 coming up Tuesday afternoon. The record happens to be 70 tomorrow, and we'll have another mostly sunny day with west and northwest winds less than 20 miles an hour. Be prepared for a weather change on Wednesday, though. We've got a front coming through, some morning clouds, afternoon sun, but it's going to be windy. North winds gusting as high as 35 on Wednesday, and the temperature will drop 20 to 25 degrees. So that's going to bring us back to mid-40s, it looks like, for the middle of the week. And although as difficult as that may sound, it's just normal, really, for this time of the year. 45 would be about the average high. And by the way, we did get 0.2 snowfall, 0.2 inches of snow Friday night. That's our first measurable snow of the season. Still not quite to the one-inch mark yet, and we're probably not going to have any snow on a measurable scale coming up over the next 7 to 10 days. We're still very much in a dry weather pattern, but we do see signs of it turning much, much colder at the end of this week, because by Friday and going into the weekend, we might have a couple of days where our highs are only in the 30s. Right now in Wichita, a clear start to your Monday, 28. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Another one of those 20-degree drops. Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
buckle up.
That's where, like you said, that's kind of where we're at right now. Hey, Ross, thanks for being with us here on a Monday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, have a great day.
That is the live forecast from Storm Team 12 with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen every weekday morning this time, right here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS.
Well, the biggest indoor car show in Kansas is coming up this weekend. The Cars for Charities Rod and Custom Car Show is coming up this weekend, Saturday from 10 to 9, Sunday from 10 to 5. It's all happening this weekend, and it's a Wichita tradition since 1957. And with us now to tell us a little bit about the event is Drew Holmes. Drew, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So this is the, folks may remember this as the Daryl Starbird event, right?
Correct. Yeah, we bought the show. Our charity group, 12 or 13 years ago, and made it a full charity event. So we're super excited to do that. And 100% of our proceeds go to Ability Point and Starkey, two great local charities that serve Sedgwick County. So we're thrilled to be doing this another year.
Your goal, from what I've seen here, your goal is $2 million. Isn't that what you're shooting for?
Yeah. We're hoping to hit that, you know, for lifetime. You know, we've been doing this. We try and give every year about $100,000, and sometimes we're lucky enough because of all the great support we get from everybody in this community to go over that. That's our goal, is to hit $2 million. And we hope we do it. And we need everybody's help. And when I say need everybody's help, all we need you to do is come to the show and bring your friends, bring your family, and buy a ticket. And that's all we need. And we promise you it'll be a fun event for the entire family.
And this spans all three of the exhibition halls at Century 2. This is a massive undertaking every year, and that's why people find it so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. We fill all three rooms up, and then also it's a little hidden gem. Our families out there with kids know about it, but you take that elevator and go upstairs, and we have our free kids zone, so which is phenomenal. There's face painting. There's model car making. You get to sit down, you know, with your parent or your grandparent, the kid does, and make a model car and then take it home with him or her. And then there's moon bounces, and all of that's free. I mean, if you add up, and kids 11 and under are free. So we encourage, it's definitely a family fun event.
And, of course, this is a attendance. People just love this, I think, because you go through the holidays and then everybody kind of gets depressed. And the first big event in January is always the car show, and I think people just are just ready to get at it again.
They are, and we bank on that every year, and we hope the weather's good. And when I say good, cold's fine. I think it's going to be a little cooler this weekend, but we're not. It looks like we're not going to get any snow or anything like that. So it's always warm inside Century 2. So it's definitely a great event to get out of the house and go in and enjoy for hours.
Drew, if folks want information or if they want to donate, they can go for carsforcharities.com, correct?
It's carsforcharitieshow.com. Yep, carsforcharitieshow.com. You can also get a ticket at Quick Trip, a discounted ticket at Quick Trip, so you can avoid the lines and drop into one of our Wichita area Quick Trips this week. Get your tickets there, and you'll be ready to go straight in the door on Saturday or Sunday.
Well, we appreciate you, brother. And again, it's all coming up this weekend, Saturday 10 to 9, Sunday 10 to 5. And wish you all the best. Hope you hit that goal.
Thank you. We appreciate all of your help and everything you guys do for the local community and local radio, and we support that as well. So appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Drew. Good stuff. That is Drew Holmes, and we're talking about the big charity Rod and Custom Car Show Saturday and Sunday at Century 2. It's one of Wichita's fantastic annual events. 7:18 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we had a big basketball game yesterday at Koch Arena for the Shockers, hosting North Texas in conference play. And I tell you what, the Shockers were in control in this one, which was good to see. Back in the win column after two straight losses. And you had a Shocker senior, Kenyon Giles, having quite the day. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl with the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Kendall out front, driving it, gets a step down into the lane, then throws it out to Giles. Long three, good!
Wow.
Unbelievable! He had to get it off quick. He saw the shot clock was expiring. Quick release, way out. He's got 25.
It was in his holster. It was down at his hip. I don't even know how he got the shot off.
Oh, my gosh, that guy amazes you sometimes. 57-43 Shockers.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on yesterday.
Gray drives to the right wing, out to Giles. Giles one-on-one with Franklin, long three, good! He did it again,
over a
bigger defender. He has the first 30-point game of his career, and the Shockers lead by 10.
Wow, and yeah, quite the day for Kenyon Giles, a career-high 33 points. He has now set a career-high in three of his last four games. 13 of 17 shooting, a perfect 4-for-4 from three-point range. As the Shockers had a pretty good game, beat North Texas 78-67. The Shockers' first win against the Mean Green since they have once again become conference opponents in the last few years. Which Shockers are now 10-7 overall, 2-2 in the conference, and 8-2 on home court at Coke Arena. 33 points for Giles, most points by a Shocker in 7 years since Marcus McDuffie had 34. Shockers get the win. Yesterday in basketball action after the game, thoughts from Shocker head coach Paul Mills.
Really able to score. You can kind of see it, you know, going back to that UAB game. You saw early in that game that he had it going. And even in the Charlotte game, there were moments. But you could tell his determination. So thought it was good. And a player like that can kind of carry you. And I thought he and Karan Boyd, I think between the two of them, they got a minute and 50 seconds worth of rest. But we're sinking or swimming with Karan Boyd and Kenyon Giles.
Yesterday it was swimming. All right. The Shockers get the win over the Mean Green, 78-67 yesterday. Pro basketball in the NBA. The Toronto Raptors win at home, beat the Philadelphia 76ers, 116-115 in overtime. Coming off the bench for the Raptors, a couple of former Kansas Jayhawks. Ochai Agbaji with 6 points and 6 rebounds. And Wichita's Grady Dick played 11 minutes off the bench for the Raptors, got a couple of points and a rebound. The Raptors have won 6 of their last 8. They're in the number 4 spot in the Eastern Conference. A lot of teams in the NFL are still looking for new head coaches, including the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens, the latest team to interview Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy, as the Ravens continue to look for a new head coach. And, of course, last year, the U.S. Figure Skating Championships were here in Wichita. This year, this week, they've been in St. Louis. Ilya Malinin and the ice dance duo Madison Chalk and Evan Bates will lead a strong U.S. figure skating team at the Milan Cortina Olympics coming up in just a few weeks. Fresh off his fourth national title, Malinin aims to follow Nathan Chen's footsteps for men's gold. Chalk and Bates win their 7th U.S. championship, also top contenders. Alyssa Liu rejuvenated after a brief retirement as part of the women's team, along with Amber Glenn. Of course, we saw all these skaters here in Wichita a year ago. As the U.S. team heading to the Olympics includes 16 athletes. That's sports with Woodward and Witt, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock? Yeah. A cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager is available at all 3 WBC brew pubs. East near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. 7:23 here with Woodward and Witt. We do have a traffic and weather update on the way, and this month highlights a certain body organ condition and how it can impact the body. It's on the House Call for Health, next on KNSS.
Wichita's number one talk. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:31 here on this Monday morning, January 12th. Ted Woodward and John Whitmer with you as we get going on the new week here in January. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly clear and 29 degrees. The vote on the Wichita 1% sales tax proposal is coming up in March. The proposal touts all of the benefits that the tax will generate, and that includes a new convention center, street improvements, and helping the homeless. James Franco with the Kansas Policy Institute says while these are all good things, it won't offset the burden being placed on taxpayers, especially those with lower incomes.
It's the people, maybe who are living paycheck to paycheck, dealing with the affordability crisis, it's going to hit them the hardest. And you may say, oh, it's only this little fraction of money, but those little fractions of money add up. And when they're paying state property taxes or, city and county property taxes that are going through the roof, and you're going to add on this sales tax, and the fact that inflation and everything else is going on, making it harder to, you know, to put food on the table, those things add up.
James Franco was a guest last night on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
Hamas has confirmed it will dissolve its government in Gaza once a new committee is in place to take over. Here's Fox's Jonathan Savage.
Gaza is due to be run by a politically independent committee of experts under the terms of the US-brokered peace plan. The names of those technocrats have yet to be revealed, and it's still not clear when that group will be in place. Hamas, though, has confirmed it will comply with the deal and hand over control, but hasn't given specifics on how or when. Spokesperson Hazem Qassem is calling for the process to be sped up. He says his organization will meet other Palestinian factions this week to help put the committee together. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Environmental Protection Agency concluded its response to the spill of an unknown liquid in a small Kansas town.
What exactly the substance is remains a mystery, but the agency said that mystery is closer to being solved. The spill happened on New Year's Eve in Garnett, a town about 50 miles south of Lawrence. Officials said a semi-truck, whose driver is still at large, spilled a liquid over about 2 miles of roadway. Vehicles then drove through the substance and spread it around even more. Anderson County Emergency Management initially described the substance on social media as a thick, clear, slick liquid with no noticeable odor that left a sticky residue. The substance likely won't be definitively identified until the driver responsible is found. That part of the investigation is still ongoing. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Congress is back in session for the new year. Kansas Congressman Ron Estes says he's hopeful there's not another federal government shutdown on the horizon.
The biggest news and the most important thing for Americans and for Kansans this year is that the big, beautiful bill we passed, the working families tax cuts, is taking effect. And people are going to see that effect this year. They're going to get bigger refunds than they've ever done before, as well as having less money taken out of their paycheck on a week-to-week basis.
Congressman Estes appeared live Friday morning on Woodward and Witt. Next week, we'll have Senator Roger Marshall with us.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell finds himself in legal hot water.
The Department of Justice is launching a criminal investigation against Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. The probe reportedly centers on whether Powell accurately characterized the scope and cost of renovations to the Fed's Washington headquarters during congressional testimony. The project involves two main buildings and is estimated to cost $2.5 billion. It's being funded by the central bank, not taxpayers. Powell claims the move is part of President Trump's increasingly hostile push to pressure the Fed to cut rates.
And that's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer with that report.
A new outlook from Cox Automotive projects that new vehicle sales are expected to slow slightly in 2026 from last year due to affordability pressures.
Cox Automotive forecasts that the U.S. will see 15.8 million new vehicles sold in 2026, a 2.4% decline from sales levels a year ago. Fleet sales expected to fall 6.1% from 2025, with a slight year-over-year decline in used car sales. Over affordability, though, with some good news on interest rates and tax returns that'll help the auto market in the first half of this year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It is 7:35 here with Woodward and Witt. Now let's check in, get the forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
We'll see a few clouds this morning, otherwise sunshine and a milder Monday afternoon. A high of 60 with the southwest breeze 5 to 15. Clear and lower 30s overnight. Even warmer on Tuesday, mostly sunny, turning partly cloudy, high 64. Cold front moves through on Tuesday night, may see a sprinkle, otherwise windy and much colder on Wednesday with a high of 45. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southwest. It is mostly clear and 29 degrees here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Now it's time for something we do every Monday at this time, Mondays with the Mayor. And with us this morning is Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Good morning, Madam Mayor.
Good morning. And John, how was your weekend?
Fine, thank you. How was yours?
It was fantastic. Had the opportunity to go out to McConnell Air Force Base to meet the commander, and the new city manager also did that on Friday. On Saturday, had the opportunity to attend the Sedgwick County Association of Cities, had a facilities tour of USD 259 at my alma mater of Truesdell, and then went to North High School, had the Johnson reception party, the Three Kings Day over at the Sedgwick County Extension Office, and then got to learn about Untamed Athletes, a nonprofit here in town. And then yesterday, what a great Shocker win.
Yes. Yep. Ted was there, and they stepped up. They kind of distinguished themselves. Hopefully they'll keep that trend going. I saw actually a good news story, as a matter of fact, last week. 10 homeless seniors moved into Wichita apartments, which is a step in the right direction. So we want to start seeing more of, right?
Absolutely. So as you know, the city has a new emergency winter shelter over at 9th and Main Street called Second Light, and anyone is able to go there. Right now is the winter months. They are not turning people away, so go to that shelter. But when you're there, this is not just a shelter. It's also services. And so housing goes out there multiple times a week and connects with individuals to try to get them into housing. And very great news that 10 individuals were able to get housing just last week, who are our elderly folks.
I saw again that it's that time of year where Sedgwick County, the city of Wichita, and Wichita Public Schools are looking for the 2026 Public Service Awards recipients. It's another program that folks who are, you know, looking to nominate someone, they can do that, correct?
Yes, please nominate any teacher, any Wichita or Sedgwick County staff member. This is a great opportunity to highlight the public servants who have chosen a path to serve our community. And so, again, the deadline is not until a few weeks from now. So start thinking about those great individuals and nominate them.
Mondays with the mayor this morning. And of course, we're coming up in March. We got that sales tax, potential sales tax vote, and the people will be deciding on that. But turns out some of these polling locations are not going to be available, and that affects more than 20,000 voters. Did anyone see this problem coming?
We learned about this on Friday morning, and I was very immediate to say that this needs to be shared with the entire community. So the communications department sent that information out, trying to get ahead of letting people know where those polling locations will be. Again, this is something that doesn't occur often, but again, we want to make sure that information gets provided to individuals as soon as possible.
There's 26,000 voters that are affected by this. Is this, I know that folks are, you know, it's a chance, particularly in District 1, there's a lot of folks that could be adversely affected by this. Does it a chance that this impacts or even cancels the election?
So this is something that we've been discussing since Friday when we learned the news. Number one, we want to make sure that when we get information, we give it out to the community as soon as possible. Number two, when there is information that affects especially voting locations, that communication is key. And the council member who represents that district will be responsible also with communicating with those members. The churches that were unable to open up during the March 3rd date have reasonings because their schedules do fill up rather quick. And so there will be opportunities for people to know where their new polling location is located.
Got a busy agenda for this week. What's up on the agenda this week?
So it's a pretty light agenda. As you know, today we're going to swear in a new council member and re-swear in two others. And so tomorrow is going to be also an opportunity to swear in a new vice mayor. So the agenda packet actually is pretty light compared to when I got sworn yes. in 2 years ago.
It was busy for you, I remember.
Yeah, so this one is pretty light. There are really just a couple of things. Number one, there will be a vote on whether or not to approve $1.79 million for park improvements. The city maintains over 200 athletic fields, over 130 athletic courts, and 88 playgrounds. So this is going to just take care of several of the ones that are high on the priority list in the capital improvement program. So again, $1.79 million in improvements to parks. And then we'll be talking about the Wichita-Sedgwick County Emergency Communications Advisory Board, which was formed back in 1977. It's just some amendments to that partnership.
Well, Madam Mayor, we appreciate you joining us as always.
Go ahead. Your visit to Truesdale is, assume that your former locker is some sort of a shrine now, and there's maybe a plaque somewhere nearby.
If not, there should be.
No.
Yeah. No?
But I love seeing Truesdale. I grew up in District Number 4, Southwest Wichita, and it's always great to see the improvements that are being made to the school. But at the same time, they were sharing with us just how many challenges they have with such a big building. If you've been to Truesdale, you know that they actually have two cafeterias because it's so spread out. So it's very interesting. But one last thing I wanted to share with you all. I have my mayor's briefings every Thursday morning at 10:45 a.m. at City Hall. And something that caught my eye was just the year-end numbers. So I'm just going to give you a few year-end numbers to give you perspective of what how the city works for the citizens of our community. Last year, out of the 911 calls for police, there were 234,700 calls compared to, in 2024, 164,000. So we had a major jump in the number of 911 calls for police help in 2025. The Wichita Fire Department had 62,000 incidents in 2025 versus 59,000 in 2024. And then one last bit of information. Last year, Public Works filled 81,000 potholes compared to 74,000 in 2024.
And you guys have had that. I know you've had some social media influencers actually going around and helping to identify potholes that needed to be filled, correct?
Yeah, and I think you're also a social influencer yourself. Everyone has a social influence that can help us share the information of filling potholes. We don't want people to be upset as they drive to work or school, and potholes can be filled within 24 to 48 hours. So get online or just get on that app and identify where those locations are.
Well, Madam Mayor, we appreciate you as always. We're always happy to have you join us here on Mondays with the Mayor. And again, if folks are interested in nominating someone for the Public Service Awards or connect with you, they can do so at wichita.gov, correct?
That is correct.
Lily, we appreciate you as always. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ted and John. Have a great week.
Thank you, Mayor. That is Mondays with the Mayor every Monday morning right here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. We do have a local business update on the way from editor Kirk Siminoff at the Wichita Business Journal. You will want to be here for that. It's always fantastic information. KNSS News Time, 7:45.
7:49 with Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, our Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Siminoff. Now it's time for three big things. 11 polling sites won't be available for the March 3rd special election, affecting more than 26,000 voters.
2.
U-Haul drives through crowd of anti-Iranian government protesters during a large demonstration in Los Angeles.
1.
Debate continues over the shooting death of Minnesota woman by federal agents and whether it was an act of self-defense. That's three big things on Woodward and Witt on KNSS. Let's take a look at traffic with Chad Chambers.
We've got some pretty heavy traffic volumes right now here in the Wichita area. But one area to discuss at the moment, this is Kellogg, and it is between 119th Street and 135th Street. We've got an injury traffic accident, but it's on the frontage roads out there, Kellogg Drive. So, again, watch out, though, because there is some heavy traffic in that area. So, again, that's east and westbound being affected, and that's Kellogg between 119th and 135th. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today, high of 59. This evening, mostly clear, low of 34. Tomorrow, intermittent clouds, high of 65. Right now in Wichita, it's 32 degrees. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
7:51 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. Now it's time for a local business update. Some golf to talk about. It is editor Kirk Siminoff from the Wichita Business Journal. Hello, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Wichita golfers, listen up. The golf course property east of Hutchinson that opened in 2007, then closed in 2009, then opened again in 2015, before closing for good in 2020, is giving it a third try. This time it won't be the same Cottonwood Hills course that won national acclaim but couldn't develop homes around the property. This time, Northeast Kansas developers are calling it Salt Lick Golf and Hunting Resort, and plans filed with the Reno County Planning Commission show two 18-hole courses and a 9-hole par 3 course with lodge-style accommodations for guests. If the Planning Commission approves rezoning this week, construction on the courses is expected to begin in the spring, with tee times projected by 2028, a year before the U.S. Senior Open returns to nearby Prairie Dunes Country Club. A project cost has not been revealed. And a local property management firm has made its first acquisition with plans to keep growing. After 11 years in business, Reliance Property Management has acquired Wichita's Bassett Property Management Group and expanded its portfolio to about 2,500 doors, mostly across Wichita. The deal will help Reliance scale by hiring more talent, improve its customer service, and get better pricing with its service providers. Bassett Properties' portfolio consisted of mostly new-build properties such as duplexes. Reliance manages single-family and new-build multifamily rental properties in the area and some vacation rentals across the South. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
Kirk, how was the weekend?
The weekend was boring. Okay. Watched too much football and too much basketball.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe that's what the weekend was for.
I listened to some guy on the PA announce the PA at Coke Arena say Kenyon Giles' name about 20 times.
Yeah, I was yelling his name quite a bit yesterday.
For three.
In a good way. Yeah, he wasn't yes. Missing a lot of shots. Good stuff.
As Mark Adams said on the broadcast, he put up a 30 burger. I wasn't aware that was a term, but apparently
that.
It is.
Wow. Well, yeah, he's always got something to trot out. All right. Hey, Kirk, I'm glad you had a good weekend, and we'll catch up with you 1 hour from now for some more local business news.
Yes, sir.
There he goes, editor Kirk Siminoff from the Wichita Business Journal. This is January 12th, always been an interesting day in Wichita a little bit because Kirstie Alley and Rush Limbaugh were both born on the same day, and they have both passed. This would have been their 75th birthdays. Of course, Wichita's Kirstie Alley. We'll talk more about Kirstie in the blur.
I still miss Rush Limbaugh. That is such an iconic figure, such a valuable voice.
And, of course, Rush, Wichita was one of the first 15 or 20 stations that signed on with Rush when he really started to explode in the early 90s. And I thought we'd... On what would have been his 75th birthday, here's Rush Limbaugh in a chat he had with Jay Leno 17 years ago.
Some people say you're a polarizing figure. Would you agree that you are or no?
Everybody agrees with me. Listens to me. I'm not controversial at all. the serious is polarizing business. Really? I'm not... Obama is polarizing, Jay.
Now, why would you say that?
Now, remember the campaign. We were going to have a utopia, post-partisanship. There wasn't going to be any more red state, blue state. Post-racist. We're not going to have any racial acrimony. Look at how divided this country is right now. His approval numbers are plummeting. People that voted for him did not think this is what they were going to get.
But we've always been divided. But you know what,
So why do you ask me of partisanship? Of course we've always been divided.
You know what? It comes from the way you look at it. And tell me if this is a fair analysis.
Right.
I tend to come from the is it cold in here kind of guy, and you're, I think, more of a close that damn window.
No.
No, would you
no,
say,
say
no?
No, says
is that not fair?
You're talking about Rush. You do Rodney King on me. Can't we all just get along? Can we all? Well, fine. You give up what you believe in, agree with me, and we'll get along. Why is it I have to give up everything I believe in for comedy? Tell Obama, no, we do not want you owning car companies. No, we do not want you running the banks. No, we don't want you taking over student loans. And no, we do not want nationalized health care.
God, I miss Rush Limbaugh.
And that was from 17 years ago.
Yeah.
And a lot of those issues are still things we're talking about right now.
I was just thinking that not much has changed in our debate, other than, you know, we're just as divided in many ways.
So, Kirstie Alley and Rush Limbaugh, they were both born on the very same day, and today would have been their 75th birthdays.
Ah.
Had they made it. It is 7:56 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way.
Yep, and we will be joined by our Monday morning segment Under the Dome, which every Monday we will speak to either the Speaker of the House or the Senate President to bring us a legislative update.
And of course, we'll have entertainment news in the blur. I think we got some good audio coming your way at 8:35 this morning. You do not want to miss that. KNSS News Time, 7:56.